John McGivern, who was just up in Sheboygan. Did you enjoy Sheboygan?
The whole Sheboygan thing was really, really cool. Then I came home just in time to begin treatment with my new dentist.
Really? What you haven't done?
Which I have. Well, I'm not. I'm embarrassed to say that I chipped. Can you see my front tooth is chipped?
I can.
You can see
that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you've ruined his whole vacation.
You got a pretty mouth. Is that what you were thinking?
No, I was thinking, ouch.
Did you see it? Did you
What'd
see
you
it?
Do?
A tiny little chip came off, and I haven't been to the dentist. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, in 3 years. I know, and at my age, teeth are falling out.
But you're so particular about every aspect of your life. That's shocking to me.
Dentists kind of freak me out a little bit. So I started a new one yesterday. So I went to her office yesterday for the first time. And you know there's a problem when they get in there. They're like, whoa. I'm like, oh, Mary. She's like, no, it's all fine. It's fine. You brush really well, don't you? I said, I do. So they really try to stroke you a little bit before they go in for the big, like, wow, you're an idiot for not going to a dentist in 3 years. And I says, what can you do with this tooth, this chipped tooth? Because when I called for the dentist, which Mary is Steve's dentist as well, and I was like, well, I called for the dentist. He was like, what's the problem? I said, I don't even want to talk about it. Because he hadn't noticed yet that my tooth was chipped. Now, Dave noticed, Steve. How did he notice?
Well, how did you do it? What happened?
Dave is my straight boyfriend, I guess.
Well, I think it's time to come out. I'm John's straight boyfriend.
There we go.
Well, what were you doing?
Nothing. It just kind of fell out. I swear.
How does a piece of your tooth fall out?
That's what I said. That was my first question. All of a sudden, it was like, what? What the hell is this kind? It was like, it was a piece of tooth. And it's a tiny
It's a piece of tooth. That just doesn't happen.
It did.
You must have stress fractured it somewhere.
She thinks I grind my teeth.
Now that could be.
Oh, got to get the mouthpiece.
Why? That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Got to get the mouthpiece.
Because I don't recall ever grinding my teeth.
Well, now what's the mouthpiece? You have to wear that at night?
Yeah, you have to wear it at night. Sue has one.
I have one. It's a plastic thing. They take an impression, and then they make it specifically for you, and then you have to... It's very romantic.
Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute.
Stick it in, and then you...
KB just said Sue has one, and he wears the sleep mask, so...
Okay. That's
got to be good.
That's some fun loving there.
Oh, absolutely.
You sound like Darth Vader.
Patrick puts it on and plays Top Gun. Hey, Maverick. Jester's on the hard deck.
Because you grind your teeth, so you have to put this thing in. And
that's what she's thinking. And I'm like, I don't think I do. She's you find yourself at a stop sign, grinding your teeth. I'm like, no. Like,
does your jaw ever
not at
ache?
All? No.
I don't think that's any of your business.
Yeah,
that's,
again.
All right.
But she was taking impression. She was taking she did this big series of X-rays. Oh, with those cardboard things that grind up to your... I was like... And she had this... She put, like, this horse bit in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this hurts!
That wasn't even part of the exam.
Like, that's anything new.
She was like, come on, Seabiscuit. Well, and I was like, oh, this really hurts. And she was like, you have a very narrow... I was like, excuse me? I have what?
Like a jaw?
She said, like the roof of my mouth is very narrow and angled. I was like, I hate you. Whatever your name is. X-ray technician at the dentist. What kind of life do you have?
Oh,
she's
man.
Got quite an office. Oh, it's so nice because this is the truth. I have dental insurance through my union. Mm-hmm. I'm in the union, the actors union. So they give you dental insurance.
Okay.
So I brought my dental insurance card with me, and
they had to make a copy of it.
They had to make a copy.
Absolutely.
But she said, John, you this is really an HMO dental thing. So you really have to stay in the program, in the network. And she said, and I'm not in that network.
Oh, you're out. Oh,
I'm
out
like,
of network.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She says, not only is this not a network, it's really you have to go to just one dental dentist. There's only one dentist.
Only one dentist?
One you know, group of dentists that you can go to.
Boy, because if that was just one dentist, that's a really bad program.
I know.
You know?
Well, I says, where is this dental? And she said, well.
Michigan?
No. She says, it's kind of in the inner city, but I'm sure it's fine. And I'm like, well, where is it? I'm like, she says, it won't be like this. I said, I'm sure it won't. So I guess I just have to deal with it all by myself. You know, it's like, I'm going to see if my union will take care of some of this expense. Because
well, we had a comedian in here who had a, he has no insurance at all. Okay. And because comedians, people don't think about that, but performers, a lot of times performers do not have any insurance.
Right.
And he had a really bad hernia. So here's what he did. That's because he's got a shaved head. ShaveYourHead.com, he has a picture of his hernia on there, and you click on his hernia, you can donate money to him because he said he's one of 44 million Americans who don't have health insurance, and they told him it was going to be $20,000 in order to fix his hernia. So the last we looked was like 3 days ago, he's up to $1,100. And the hernia, he continues to update the hernia picture. He really needs the surgery.
Can I tell you, those hernias can be massive.
So these things are...
I had a manager in Los Angeles who had a hernia, and it looked like he had a basketball down there. It did. It was like, what is that? I mean, he'd be walking around, and it'd be like, you know, he had to wear pants that were bigger than they should have been.
Sure.
You know, and it's like, you maybe should get some pleated pants. Those flat fronts are quite revealing. It looks like you've got a melon down there. It was really bad.
Smuggling in a honeydew?
It's like, yeah, don't cross the border, they'll stop you.